What's good, guys?
Hey, welcome to 50 Ball.
Yo, this is J-Dub.
Yup, Real.
Welcome back, man. This is season two.
Yup, season two, man. Our first season on YouTube, like the whole first season was all audio. Now, our second season is going to be on YouTube, so you guys can actually see us.
Exactly, guys. Like, yeah, we decided to take it to the next level. We thought you guys could see what we look like. And to see who's blind and who can see. Because if you guys listen to us voice, you try to see whose voice sounds like who. Don't get us mixed up like my blind teacher in college, but that's another story. But we definitely appreciate all the listeners that have been following us so far. We appreciate all your requests that you have for the topics and the feedback that you've given us. And we look forward to the season.
Yeah, man, we're trying new things, man. Like I said, season one was straight audio. You know, we had it on Spotify, Apple, any podcast app you can find our first season on, 50 Ball Podcast. But yeah, this season we're trying to take it to new levels so you guys can actually see our faces, you know. So man, yeah, don't get too excited. You know, you can write us a fan mail if you want to or whatever. But man, we're just trying to take it to the next level. You know, we're experimenting, so you know, you can't fail at it. You know, something that you know you don't try. So we're just trying to succeed.
Exactly. And you guys didn't know already, you know, with 50 Ball, we mostly talk about sports and pop culture, the entertainment industry, or just whatever other topics we have to talk about, especially relationships and, you know, how they start and how they begin, you know, and how they end and all the messiness in between. We talk about all that.
Nah, definitely, man. Like you said, sports, you know, we ain't trying to get too deep in the box scores and stuff like that. You know, we just talk about stuff like the nuances of sports. Anything that's popular in the world, we just give our opinions on it. You can agree or disagree, but you know, we just try to make it entertaining. So as long as you guys are watching, I'm gonna be happy about that. So man, maybe what you got on your mind, man, to kick things off
today? You know, I was reflecting. This is what I do. I reflect at work, not thinking about work obviously, but I'll be thinking about things that go on in this world, and I realized that J-Lo, she moved kind of quick. She was dating Alex Rodriguez for how long? Like, it seemed like a few years, right?
Yeah, they're married. Yeah, they were married for a little bit. Yeah. You know, and now she's with Ben Affleck. And I know it's a little old. This happened a couple weeks ago. But the thing that kind of got us thinking was, how quick do people move on from serious relationships? I'm not talking about somebody you've been talking to since May. And, you know, it's June. You know, I'm talking about somebody you've been with for a while. Like, how quick do you move on? So that's something that we wanted to talk about. You know, just kind of, you know, get our views of, you know, what we think is how soon, you know, what's the appropriate time to move on from a serious relationship.
Yeah.
You know, so.
What you think, man?
It depends. If you're married, you know, you've been married for a couple of years, it probably takes some time to move on. But it depends on what type of move on you're talking about. Like, emotional move on, that could take some time. You know, like, I'm not gonna say I'm the most sentimental guy, but, you know, you married to somebody and you guys divorced, I can say at least a year or two before you emotionally try to move on to somebody else. But then we just physically moving on, though.
Physically could be sooner than emotional.
Exactly.
That's sooner than emotional. See, the most.
That's my point.
Look, you physically didn't date it already. You done did it already, but emotionally, you still talking about the past because it's still in your mind. It's like we've been married to somebody for so long. You don't forget them forgetting to pick up their child and things like that. But you don't forget that kind of thing. But you still with the new person, and you straight. You straight for the most part. But it's just like when you dating anybody, sometimes they still talk about the ex for like the first, in that beginning.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to learn their past like you learn each other's past.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not too long, but you got to at least know what they've been through so you can help them move forward and how you can make each other happy, you know?
But I know physically could be a lot faster, you know, moving on than mentally. But how fast physically? Like, I mean, say you with a girl for, I don't know, like 2 years. Y'all break up.
Shoot.
Emotionally, I know that can take some time to move on to somebody else. Like, you might not jump in another relationship, but how fast physically are you going to move after that? Like,
shoot, say once. Because it depends how, you know, it depends who comes along. It comes along, you know? if J-Lo comes, shoot, I would move quick just like Ben Affleck did, you know, posting up for that rebound. I would have did the same thing, trying to catch her off the rebound, you know. Physically wouldn't take that long at all. Physically, I'm gonna be 100% real about that.
So you think like within 7 days or 2 weeks or a month or same day or how quick you moving on?
Shoot, physically, man, that I mean, because given time, you kind of have to get over what just happened. Probably like a few weeks, I think.
If it was just physical,
yeah. But like, if you're just talking like you want to get back with somebody, like brand new relationship or something, then that could be like a little bit longer, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But like, if you're just trying to just like hook up with somebody or something, shoot. You think I would turn down somebody that looks cute? And if he was like, no, I was just with somebody before that. No, not me.
So, if you're saying a few weeks physically before you move, even if she's cute, like you like her, say you guys broke up on like last Monday.
Yeah.
Are you messing with somebody else during the weekend, or are you going to wait a few weeks before you do that physically?
Probably a few weeks.
A few weeks?
Damn. Now, you may not be over it mentally, but right. You know what I'm saying? That's different. That's different, though. You're not really over it, but I would also say I wouldn't necessarily start a new one right away either. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, physically, you can just hook up with somebody. You know what I'm saying? But that's just...
I'm surprised. Honestly, I thought you would have said, like, 4 days or something physically. Like, man, that's cool, man. A few weeks.
You
like,
say you would have 4 days?
I thought you was going to say, like, a few days, you move on physically. Because, I mean, mentally, obviously, that's going to take some time mentally. Yeah. Like, I think male or female, you know, like, if you're in a serious relationship, moving on emotionally... that takes some time for anybody, you know, if you're serious. But physically, that, like I said, that's a different story. I thought physically you was going to say like 4 or 5 days. So, I mean, if we say bad, that ain't bad. I think I'm with you there. It depends on how severe the relationship was.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, say you've been together with somebody for like I said, 2 years, or you married.
Married,
you
all
know, right. Definitely not same day. Like, you hey. That's doggish. Like, man, you move on like physically or mentally same day. Hey, I ain't that type of savage. Like, that's a different level, man. I ain't gonna steal a lot of you, buddy. Like, man, that's a different level. But well,
I mean, like, I'm saying, like, is it justified for J-Lo to move that quick with Ben Affleck after they just like, or you think that's a little too? Is that suspect?
It depends. Like, if she was cheated on, you know, because like I said, I know we're a little late to this, but. If she was cheated on, I'm not mad at her for moving on physically so quick. But, cause I guess you can look at it as payback for him cheating on her, you know. But if you guys just broke up because y'all don't get along and you mess with somebody like a week later, then I'm like, man, you've been waiting to do that. That's my thing. Like, how long you had a desire to kind of move on with somebody?
Be scheming. I was like, you know? was Ben Affleck waiting in the bushes, you know, to be like... Yeah, I mean, like, he could be screwing anybody up until then while he's with A-Rod, you know, they almost bought a team together, you know, and J-Lo was like slipped right in with like a relationship, not just like hooking up. I'm not surprised at that, but just like it seemed like, oh, boom, we together. Like,
I'm not gonna say I think he was waiting, because nobody knows the future. I mean, sometimes people do. So I think people do stand on the sidelines and they wait for something to happen and jump in on it.
Yeah.
But I think there's also other opportunists to where he probably wasn't expecting a breakup. That kind of came out of left field. But when people, they may not be expecting it, but if it does happen and they're around you, they'll take advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a job. Like, the way you're working at a job, you may be happy. But a better job opens up out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, man, I wasn't thinking about applying to something else. But now that job is open. Let me jump in on that.
Exactly.
I think in that situation, he's probably being an opportunist. But, I mean, I don't know people. I mean, he could have been waiting, too. I mean, I don't know their business. But, I mean, it just, like I said, it all depends, man. Like, moving on physically, again, is a different story than emotionally. Like, physically, I don't know. I mean, it's so easy to say what you would do.
Right.
But until you're in that situation, I don't know, man. But physically, I say, man, at least a month, maybe. And I ain't gonna lie, that's me being generous. Like, a month.
Emotional?
Emotional, that's gonna take some time. Like, man, emotional, like if I'm in a serious relationship and then it don't work out, I ain't getting in another serious relationship in no month. That's gonna take like probably at least a year or two.
Yeah.
You know, or say you get divorced with somebody, you marry and you get divorced. Nah, man, that's gonna take some time. Emotional, that's gonna take time to get over, because you go from considering this other person's feelings and, you know, trying to make them happy to where you guys ain't together no more.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try to jump back in with somebody else and consider their feelings. It's like you might not even know this person like that. Yeah. You know, you ain't got no history together with them unless you're like a longtime friend you had on the side. But
yeah,
emotionally, that would take time. But physically, that's a different animal, man. Like, you got emotionally, you got to earn that. But physically, though, that's just one of the things where, like, man, them desires kick in, that temptation. Man, like 2 to 4 weeks. Like,
ain't that bad. You ain't that bad. I mean,
2 to 4 weeks, man.
One, exactly. I was like, yeah, exactly. Cause like, I've been there. Like, I dated somebody that, remember that, like, one chick, like, you know, she was like good at basketball, Asian chick, yeah, or whatever, like that. I really liked her at the time. So when it was over, it only lasted like a month or so. But when it was done, it took longer, cause you, like, you know, cause you actually wanted it to work. So that's when it's harder, because if you are physically ain't done with it yet,
right?
That's what makes it longer. Is because you're not over it yet, versus the other person that's probably one that ended it.
Right.
Usually the one that ends it is probably more likely faster. Would you say that? Like, if you are the one to break it off, are you more likely to move on faster?
It's hard for me to answer that.
Just, like, if you the one that said deuces, you know, not like Chris Brown did in the song Deuce, but you know, just deuces in general, like you done.
I think so. I mean, you are kind of in a power position. If you're the one that ended it, you are in a power position. You probably would be the one to move on the fastest, because you was just done with that person to the point to where you're just like, okay, you got to move out, or I just ain't going to talk to you no more. But even then, I still think it'll take time, because it's always that blowover. Like, if you're in a serious relationship, most decent people, I ain't talking about you demon time people to where y'all move on in the same day.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like most decent people. Like, y'all been together for some time.
Is that disrespectful though? You're doing the same day? Or is that kind
of
like...
Yeah, because I mean, it's like...
Is that disrespectful? Because
we're human. We're human. You might be so mad at this person one day.
Right.
But then 2 days later, you're just like, dang, I kind of miss him. I wasn't even that serious.
Yeah.
It's almost like family. You might... You see it all the time. People be like, man, I ain't talking to them no more.
Yeah.
Or you be in a fight with somebody. You're just like, man, I ain't messing with him no more. Mm. But 2-3 days later, you realize it's not that big of a deal and you guys make amends. Well, relationships is like that, you know. Like, I wouldn't recommend trying to move on within that first week of you guys splitting, because you just never... A lot of people do it all the time. They break up and make up like that same week. Like, they talk that noise, they say, hey, I don't want you anyway, it's over with. But then by the weekend, you guys are probably bored, or you just probably start missing that person. So you're just like, man, you send them that text, exactly. If just like that apology text, or they send you that apology text.
Exactly.
You have, I think you do, if you really care for that person, you have to give them time, that grace period. That grace period to make it right. Like, whether you're the one that messed up or they messed up, depending on what happened, you have to kind of give them that grace period to make it right. You know, to where you still might get back together, you might get back with them in that same week.
That happens a lot.
Yeah,
that happens a lot too.
That's why I say, I mean, that first week, physically or mentally, I don't think I would do much, you know, for something serious, just because you may end back up with that person and you may want your girl back, but you know, she done slept with Tommy like 2 days later.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, dang, well, you gonna kind of ruin it. I ain't getting back with you. Like, if, man, if me, you, like, you know, I broke up with her or something and she's started messing with somebody else 2 days later, well, that whole reconciling thing, like, that's done with.
Oh,
I ain't getting back with you, man.
Like, that almost helps you move on faster, because they moved on fast. If they post up, you know, like the next day with some new dude, then you're just like, oh, well, you moved on fast. Well, like, now you have no choice.
Hey, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. In that situation, yeah, man, come on now. Yeah, gotcha. 100%.
100%. Hey, because I tell you, like, what's that cheat code, though, is that when you try to move on, you, like, you take the time to forget all the little things about the person that you always remember, like all the details, stuff you liked about them, the favorites, all the things that they liked. You got to take that time to just dump it at your mind. At least that's what I do. Forget all the stuff that, because then you don't want that get confused with the next person you're going with. I'm like, oh, like, didn't you like, didn't you like Chris Brown? I'm like, no, you must have been talking about another girl. And then, you know, when they catch you getting mixed up with whoever else you were thinking about, you know, then you get kind of caught up. You know,
yeah.
So you just gotta make sure that when you're done, make sure your mind is clear, then you can start off fresh.
Yeah, that's why this answer has a lot of nuance to it, because it's like, it all depends on why you guys broke up. Like, if you guys broke up over a disagreement, again, I'm not moving on in no week. I mean, you may get over that. But if, you know, you caught her in bed with some other dude or something, you know, speaking from a guy's perspective, then hell, I might move on the next day. Like, man, I mean, yeah, as far as physically, you know, emotionally, I wouldn't jump back into nothing. But physically, I mean, you're going to move on the next day because it's too easy to move on. Like, you get, like, cheated on, then you just like, well, depending on your morals and how much you value trust, you ain't going back to that. Because I know I ain't, you know, you ain't gonna sleep with some other dude and try to get back with me 3 days later. Like, I'm moving on completely. Exactly. Like, we ain't getting back together, so I'm gonna move on real quick physically.
Oh, yeah.
But still, even emotionally, it's just like, I'm not finna try to hop out of one situation emotionally to a whole nother situation. I would enjoy, you know, not even enjoy. Right. I just would take advantage of that a long time. You know, we don't have to consider nobody else. You know, like, you just got cheated on. You know, you need to kind of regroup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, get, you know, recalibrate and think about what you want out of life. So again, emotionally, man, it takes too long. Whether you breaking up with a girlfriend, boyfriend, or getting a divorce, especially a divorce or something, that takes time emotionally to get over. I mean, I ain't been through that, but you know, but I just, it's a lot to deal with, you know, because a lot of things you got to figure out, like possessions and what are you going to do now? You know, where you going to live? So, that's a lot to consider before trying to move on emotionally. But, I mean, physically, it's a different ballgame. I mean, depending on what happened, it can be about, it can be by that weekend if you got cheated on, or it can be probably about 2 to 4 weeks if y'all just don't get along.
Separation, though.
Separation?
Yeah. How long is it okay to wait when you're separated? And that one's like a little stickier, because a lot of people don't even like talking to people that are separated because they want that official. It's like,
what are they separated for? Like,
what are they separated for? A lot of damn reasons. A lot of things could be, they could have been choking them last night. I don't know.
If you get y'all separated, you got cheated on or abuse or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, like, separate just because, like, you know, I mean, y'all don't get along anymore. Maybe y'all don't see eye to eye anymore. Not eye to eye like anyway, but not now you guys are fighting eye to eye, but y'all don't see eye to eye. You know, like, maybe like he gets on your nerves now or something, or maybe that's some like financial reason, maybe like they don't pay the bill and stuff like that or something. But it's like
something like that, like disagreements, I still say 2 to 4 weeks, you know, just because I mean, that stuff can be, you know, you can fix that. Like, we had, like, say you guys had different views on, like, paying bills or, you know, just personality clashes. That can be fixed. But, so, again, nothing in that first week. I mean, nothing in that first week, just because it's going to make it difficult if you still care about that person and you probably want to get back with them. But, like I said, I didn't get cheated on is the biggest thing. If you like do something scandalous, like I said, getting cheated on, or you try to like kill me or something crazy like that, then oh yeah, that first week, man, I'm a unleashed lion, man. I'm a lion, man. I'm in a cage.
He said,
a lion, man. I'm a shark. I'm out there. Depending on, you know, if it's something like you did me super dirty, like no disagreements, I'm out there. But yeah, I mean, disagreements, like we just ain't getting along over bills or something, then I'll give it time, you know, to work out. Cause imagine you guys break up 3 days ago, you mess with somebody else, and then you try to get back with her, and she finds out, and it's just like,
now it gets messy.
It's just like, man, it's almost like an unspoken thing. Like, yeah, you guys are technically broken up, but it's almost like, dang. I mean, that's a grace period, though.
Yeah,
that's a grace period, man. It's like a grace period after you separate, to where you probably can get back together if you still like that person, if you still respect them too.
You know what, though? I'll play devil's advocate, though, because it sounds like generally people wait like a few weeks or so before you try to do something, before you try to make a move. But here's why someone could argue why you could wait less than a week, like maybe like a couple days. Be like, damn, that's like you got no heart or something like that. But like, here's why you could, because I always say that when you break up with somebody, it's over before it's over. People know that. The day you or the other person breaks up, they broke up with you mentally a long time ago.
Could be.
Let me tell you right now, like that very day, let's say like y'all broke up Friday. They mentally was ended it like 2 weeks ago, a month ago. They just haven't scheduled the day in their mind. Like they're thinking, all right, I'm gonna end this on a Friday after work, after 5 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like in their head. That's why they say like in their mind, it was over a long time ago. Like for,
right.
So for J-Lo, maybe they stopped hooking up a long time ago. Maybe they stopped canceling trips together. They stopped working out. You know, all those little cheesy workout photos they always show together. Like, oh, look, we're a cute couple working out all the time. You know, stuff like that. But
hey, her move, man. I ain't gonna lie.
What do you think?
I don't know the situation, so it's hard to say. But man, I will say the fact that they was married and she moved on so quick with an ex. I'm just like, dang.
With the ex too, though.
Because like it's kids involved. It's kids involved for one. Yeah. So it's just like, dang, you moved on that quick? Like
to the ex too. Not just like another person, but who you was with like in the past. You know?
Yeah, man. Hey, I don't know. I will say, it all depends on what you value. You know, like if you want to be respectable, the optics matter. Like if you move on like a week or two after, you know, after you've been like married, especially. It just don't look good, man. If you want to be optics, like if you want to have that representation of like being a respectable woman, a man, or something like that, and yep. you move on like 2 weeks after a marriage, like, ooh, that's, man, you a dirty dog, man. You a dirty dog. That's pretty quick right there, man.
Yeah, like it didn't mean nothing, you know? Like, it didn't mean nothing. Like.
And I ain't going to BS. It's worse for women, too. Like, I mean, a woman, she gets a harsher reaction from moving on quicker than a guy. I mean, that's being real. It's a harsher reaction. So, I mean, I'm not going to get into why that's the case, but, I mean, it did look bad, a little bad for her moving on so quick.
Yeah.
But she may have had a good reason. Maybe he was cheating. So she just like she's following my rule. Like, well, if you cheat, I'm gonna move on even quicker.
Oh yeah,
that's
like,
the thing.
You cheat, I'm shooting if already. If I'm you cheating cheat, already.
You moving on quicker physically.
Yeah,
fit not emotionally, but physically. So I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, it just depends, man.
I don't know. Ben is lucky. Ben Affleck went on. I don't know if you heard about the story. Like he was talking to regular people on a dating app or something.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
Ben Affleck was.
Yeah,
so yeah. He went from that to getting back in bed with J-Lo. Like, ain't that one of the weirdest timings you can think of? Hey, he could.
That's life, man. I'm opportunist. When them opportunities come, you jump on it. Like, you don't play around, man.
That is ready to, I don't know. What do you think about the people, though, that are, like, waiting in the wings? Like Ben Affleck clearly was. Because otherwise, how else are you that ready without kind of, like, waiting?
Yeah, depending on what person you are, man. I'm not waiting. I'm not big on like you sitting on the sideline waiting for, like you waiting for something to happen. Like, come on, man, it's too much out there. Like, you got to jump on something else. Like, I'm not gonna be waiting. And you know, as soon as you know you get the boot from your current situation, I'm right there to catch you. Like, man, I mean, if it happens organically, you know, like you didn't know what was gonna happen, but y'all connected, then whatever, that's life. But I ain't finna sit there wait on the side like, oh, they gonna break up any day now. Like, come on now, that's just
like you know, they like hear the whispers. Maybe they check on your status, they see how you're doing. Cause there's some people that aren't just checking just cause your well being, but you know, those that are just waiting for you to like I've had like, you know, people at work or something, like in the past, they may talk about like, oh, like how you feel about this, how you feel about that. They don't really care, but they just want to see like where you at, you know,
right.
with what's going on with you, you know. So it's like some people are genuine with it, but some people like Ben Affleck, like you think that's like the cool thing, or you think like he should be. I thought he clearly would be with somebody else, like by now, before.
Yeah, I mean,
getting back with J-Lo, unless that's what he wanted. That's how he wanted.
That ain't my style to be waiting on the sidelines. I mean, I don't know about. I mean, you know, I don't know if you got similar thoughts, but that's not my style to be waiting on the sidelines. You know, I'm just.
Yeah.
You know, if I happen to be single when somebody like a J-Lo hits the market, then yeah, you jump on that. But not waiting on the sidelines to be like, you know, oh, I know he's been cheating. She's gonna catch him in a matter of time. Like, that's weird, man.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is J-Lo, of course. But still, it's. You know, there's other fish out there in the sea, man. I ain't trying to wait, man. If you out there like he was, like he ain't married anymore and he out there on the prowl, man. Hey, you taking your shots left and right. You getting to your spots to take your shots.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm just not big on waiting for something to end for me to come jump in on it like a vulture. Because too much out there. I mean, J-Lo, she's cool, but I mean, there's other cool ones out there. You know, they may be famous, they may not be famous, but it's too many fishes out there, man, to be sitting there waiting.
X again, too? I don't know. You know, I mean, even though I know it's a J-Lo, but X is her exes for a reason, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you jump in back with the past so quick, I don't know. I mean, they must be like that one you missed out on or something, because I don't even know why they broke up in the first rodeo.
I don't know, man. That's why it's so hard, you know, to give this answer, you know, like how when is too quick to move on or when is a good time to move on? You know, I mean, that's why it's so hard to say. So many circumstances you got to consider. That's why my rule is, again, if you guys end it, you know, you both are in agreement to end that situation, I say, you know, a couple of weeks, you know, like about a month or so, you know, so even longer emotionally. Because again, now who the heck wants to, you know, get out of a long-term relationship and jump straight into another one? Like, some people do that, but that's too quick, man. You still got to kind of heal from that previous relationship.
Yeah.
Emotionally. But again, physically, though, your desires talk to you a lot more physically than mentally. You know,
oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
100%.
That's just what it is. Like, you ain't gonna be sitting there in the middle of the night. I mean, you have desires mentally. You know, mentally you have desires, but you know, physically your body's gonna be like, "Hey, I'm ready. It's go time. Like, it's go time." Like, you may crave something mentally. Like, you may crave a companion.
Yeah.
But it don't show itself physically the same way, you know, your physical desires do. So that's why they're two different things, man. They're two different things. They should be hand in hand, but they're kind of not. So you gotta learn to kind of control them, you know, to bring them together in a way. But I mean, if you just wanna be out there all free willy and you wanna be a bachelor or bachelorette, I mean, physically, you're gonna, man, after a relationship, you may just move on a lot faster. Cause you can like lay down with something that you don't have a connection with. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
People do all the time, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know, a woman may lay down somebody that she wouldn't want to marry. And same with guys do it all the time. Like, you may, you know, mess with something you wouldn't dare propose to. Mm. I mean, it's just different standards. I mean, I'm not, again, 100%. I'm not going to say why it's right or wrong, but that's how it is most of the time. You know, you won't marry nobody on the first night, but you know, you'll lay with them on the first night. Yeah, I mean, most people, generally speaking, most people will do that. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say the same. I mean, and it's, I think emotionally, it seems like it just varies depends on how long your previous relationship was.
Yeah.
If it was a long time or a short time or somewhere in between, you got to take the time to make sure you don't get burnt out. Because I've been on so many different dates, I got burnt out. I got sick of being on dates because I got so jaded that I couldn't get myself to really start over because I was already picking out the stuff that the girl was going to do before she said it. I was like, you know, like I was already like predetermining because I wasn't ready to start over because I've been through so many crappy dates that like you can't. That's why you got to give yourself enough time.
Right.
To like, you know, you could always get a date, ladies and gentlemen, but you got to give yourself some time. You know, but only you know how long that time is, you know, because that is varies. Some people move on much quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, that's our opinion, too. I mean, people, hey, you guys may agree or disagree, but that's just the way we think about it. So, I mean, just let me know your thoughts. I mean, let us know if y'all agree with us or if you got different opinions, but that's just our thinking. You know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong because, you know, people get too caught up in about, oh, he's wrong and here's why. Well, I mean, life has a lot of different circumstances in it to where it ain't no handbook to this. Mm. You know, like, I mean, who said, like, a set time is a good time to move on? Like, who said a year is a good time to move on from an old relationship or right. 2 years?
It
might be too long for some other people. Like, some people may not want to wait no full year emotionally. They may want to move on emotionally 6 months later. So, hey, whatever floats your boat. But, I mean, we just told you guys what we think. You know, so, I mean, just let me know your thoughts and, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what I got for you.
Exactly. You know, just hit our comments. Let us know what you think. Share us some of the stories that you've had from your relationships and how you handled it. And don't forget to subscribe to our new YouTube channel. and definitely listen to our podcast as well. You can find us on our Apple and Spotify, 50 Ball. We're dropping them points, just like he did, you know. So feel free to subscribe and listen. And we thank you for our listeners. Yeah, and ready for episode 2. Stay tuned for more, y'all.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening, man. And check us out. Check out our first season, too. We got the whole first season linked on the page.
You know, exactly.
Like, we're anywhere. You know, find us on Facebook, Spotify, any podcast app. Check out the first season and keep listening for new episodes.
That's a good catch, yeah. So feel free to binge, just like you binge on Netflix. Come binge your first season. Yeah, you know what it is. You got enough time, and you guys can check us out. All right, guys. Thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.